You're tuned in to Right Eye Radio, right here on Spreaker, opening your mind to thought-provoking conversation every show. Now, here's your host, Sailor Cooper.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of
Hello?
Right Eye Radio.
Huh?
My name is Sailor Cooper. Is Tyler here?
Yes, this is your co-host, Tyler Evans.
Yeah. So, on today's show, we're going to talk about no caller IDs. No. We're going to talk about how music relates to emotions and how it has a strong connection in everyday life. They say music is therapy and it really relates to emotions big time.
Oh yeah.
Every day, music is what binds people together in many occasions. What can you say about it?
Okay. Well, basically, music is the universal language of the world.
It is.
It's pretty special.
How is it special to you?
Well, because it's unique in that it can be understood by anyone and everyone, no matter what language it's in.
Now, there's people who are geniuses who understand more details of music, like what are major scales and minor scales. Of course, I don't understand that.
Well, I took band, so you have, like, the chromatic scale, and you have, like, B flat, concert B flat, and all that. Of course, that's kind of technical.
Yeah.
Of course, we're not going to talk about that.
No. We're going to talk about song lyrics and what they mean to the world.
Yeah.
Now, the first song you suggested we're going to play is Cheap Thrills. Why do you think we should play that?
Because it's a dance song.
It makes people happy.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a couple of sad songs just so we can tell the difference, you know? If anyone has any thoughts, you can call the show 713-330-5385. That's a new phone number here in studio, just for Right Eye Radio, by the way, specifically. It's only for that, so you can call that number. I guess we're gonna get to it.
Yep.
We're gonna play some 80s songs as well. Well, 90s songs in 2000s. But we're gonna play a song from 3 years ago. This is Sia, Cheap Thrills, only now on Right Eye Radio. The music lyrics show.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup.
Bye.
When do you want to do another Facebook Live? Oh, this was Cheap Thrills by Sia on Right Eye Radio.
Indeed, Cheap Thrills by Sia, suggested by my co-host because it's upbeat and happy. So, do you think there's a message in that song or not really?
There's a message in every song.
There is. There definitely is. Yeah. What do you think in that song, particularly? What is the message?
I'm not exactly 100% sure, but I'd have to say that it's probably has to do with, well, how she says that it's, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, and she wants to get ready to go to a dance club or whatever.
Then have cheap thrills, I guess. But
well. You know, to dance and stuff.
Yeah. Now, I do this a lot, you know, and I'm sure many people do. They just listen to the songs, you know, just because of the beat. They don't, they don't listen to the lyrics. They don't pay attention to the message, the real deep messages behind it, you know.
Right.
Which, oh, I'll do that too. I mean, honestly, I used to do it a lot when I was younger. I didn't care about the lyrics, but now that I'm wiser, I pay attention to the lyrics more. Now, a pointer.
Yeah.
Kenny Bowling. Woo! He used
to analyze
songs like big time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember our times?
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
It was. And he would pick on me if I listened to songs that weren't Christian oriented. They were secular, they had bad stuff in it, you know.
Well, songs that are secular can still be okay to listen to.
Right.
You just gotta be careful what secular songs you're listening to. That's
exactly
all. I mean, not every secular song is bad.
No, definitely no. No, that it.
You know,
definitely.
There are some that are.
You don't want to listen to songs with nasty song lyrics, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So what'd you think about the song, Cheap Thrills?
It was good.
Well, good. And you've heard that song before?
Oh, yes, many times.
Oh, yeah. I like the remix where they have, like, Sia, Cheap Thrills, and Airplanes and all that. Like it's all like a remix. I like the remix. It's pretty cool. That's what
I
like listening to.
Me too.
But yeah.
Yeah. So should we move on maybe?
Yeah, we can move on.
So we're gonna, now I hate to say it, but we got a couple difference. We gotta go to a sad song. This is about a breakup and about the guy who left this lady who sings it. It's from 1997. It was very popular. It's called Unbreak My Heart. I mean, but don't worry, we'll get back to the happy stuff once we get past this. But we're just playing this, you know, to tell the difference, you know. So we can show everyone the difference.
Exactly. It's a contrast. So.
Yeah, so. So, we're gonna play this song. Unbreak My Heart from 1997. So hope everyone enjoys the sad song for a moment. Here it is. Right Eye Radio, everyone.
Who's it by?
Tony Braxton. Hello?
Don't leave me in all this pain.
You're muted.
Don't leave me out in the rain.
Because I hate for you not being muted. Everyone hears it.
Tears away.
Yeah.
I need your arms to hold me now.
So let's put Taco Bell on the line and you go call it.
Bring back those nights when I held you beside me.
Was that funny what you had to?
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my life. Uncry.
Unbreak My Heart, the sad song, Toni Braxton, Black Eye Radio. That song's a breakup song, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's trying to get her lover to come back together with him. With her.
Yeah.
Now, imagine how much contribution all those songwriters do give start to get these songs written and get them on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know you suggested a song, I Believe I Can Fly, right?
Yeah, from the Space Jam movie.
Yeah, that song is also from 1997. Now, what do you think the message is in that song?
Well, he's basically saying he believes he can do unlimited things, like limitless things. Whenever
You're
he says
limitless.
He believes...
You're just like, perfect in life, and you can do everything all perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Space Jam?
No, never did.
I did when I was young.
How old were you?
I don't know, like 8 or 9.
So that, you were like 8 or 9 as in 1997 when it came out.
Right.
Yeah.
There's also another song, I think, maybe for another show we can play. It's called I Don't Want to Fall Asleep by Aerosmith.
Ooh, that song's really good. It's emotional. It's a love song. And of course, we didn't select to play this song on the show, but one of my favorite songs is Brett Young. Oh, you know, in case you didn't know.
I love that. I like that song. And there's another song called Dream On by Aerosmith, too.
Yeah.
That came out in the 70s.
I know a song you hate.
Yes. Take Me to Church.
Yeah. Right. I love that song.
I like the tune of it. I just don't really like the lyrics.
Let me make a call real quick. Call Kenneth Bowling.
We're on this radio station.
Yeah.
Hey, you missed me, but God will never miss you. Leave me a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Great words of wisdom, Kenny Bowling, for saying that. You know, God's never going to miss us. Anyway, it's Sailor and Tyler. We're doing a song. We're doing a show here on our radio show. We thought we'd call you to integrate you in it. We're playing it. Our show's about how song lyrics, the music, shape our foundation in the world. And, of course, we're thinking of you on the show since you've always had us analyze songs. But hope you're doing well. Hope Kelsey's doing well. Call us back soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah.
That was a good message, dude.
So we're going to get back to the music. We're going to play I Believe I Can Fly as Limitless.
Who sings that song, by the way?
R. Kelly. It was I Believe I Can Fly. Fly Guy Radio.
All right.
Live on the radio show right now.
Oh, wow. Praise God. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey.
I've never been on the radio.
You never have? Right. Wow.
Huh.
Was that a watch?
Well, you know, you called me before, and I hadn't gotten to talk with you, and so I felt really terrible. I wanted to get back with you. I am buying tickets for 20 kids to go see Avengers Endgame. Yeah, that's what I was in the middle of.
That's great. That's great. And so I have a question for you. I know you've always been on my case with analyzing songs, because that's what our show is about, you know. It's about analyzing songs and knowing what the true meaning is behind every song that's on the radio. Now, you pointing out a few songs to me that weren't so great. Tell me, what do you think about everyday music? What do you think music, what does music mean to you?
Wow, okay. Well, that's actually a huge question, but as you know, I am a youth pastor, and so not to church it up, but just the truth of the way that I think of things. Is it cool if I share the way that I really think?
Go ahead.
Is that cool? All right. So the Bible actually says that the first recorded human language, so you have Adam and Eve. You have Eve being brought over to Adam, and the first thing that Adam does is sing her a song. That's pretty powerful stuff. He says something like, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman, for she came from man. Anyway, he just sings her this love song on how basically grateful he is to have this fulfillment in his life. And so I think music is super powerful. I think that God created music, and so it's something that we enjoy. Now, as to what you said in our study, where we used to look up some of those songs, I still do that. I still do that with my kids, because the truth is, like, they're out listening to whatever they're going to be listening to. They ain't listening to an old man like me trying to tell them all this stuff. So normally I just try to ask them what they're listening to. And so we look up the lyrics still, and as we read them out loud, sometimes they start to feel like maybe I shouldn't be listening to this, because the message is pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's funny.
Yeah, so I'm all about speaking things that are true and good and kind and merciful and lovely. Now, that's I'm right. not going to say that I don't sometimes listen to radio music, and just to be honest, I'm an old school metalhead. I like Metallica and Slayer and Megadeth and all that stuff. But I start to notice when I listen to a lot of it, it really makes my attitude change a little bit whenever I'm listening to that kind of music a lot. And so, personally, I watch the intake, kind of like you wouldn't eat too much sugar or eat too much chocolate cake. I don't listen to too much Metallica.
Right. Everything in excess is not good.
Exactly. Yes. And what you take in will come out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, not the pastor that's going to say, no, you can't listen to any kind of music that's not Christian worship, but...
I don't agree with that.
But definitely understanding that the things that you listen to do affect your outlook on things.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Secular music can be fine to a point,
like,
as long as it's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Secular music's fine to a point, just as long as it's not bad.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. So, yeah.
Okay.
One second.
Music's pretty cool.
Tyler.
Yes. Yeah.
Tyler, are you there?
I'm here. Hello?
Are you here? Yeah, so Tyler's here on the radio with us.
Yes.
Yes. So, Kenny, thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, I really just wanted to get back with you, brother. I care for you. I didn't want you to think that
wanted to let you know that I love you and care for you. So.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I love you, miss you too. How's Kelsey? It's on the radio. You announced it.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, it's bigger than Facebook.
So what is it? Is it a boy or girl? Or not sure yet.
We don't know yet, but there's actually two of them. So
twins!
Yeah.
Twins!
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
Oh,
amen.
That's good. So, God is, like you said before, we won't go too deeply into this. God is allowing you to have kids the way He designed it to be. He's clapping now.
And I'd love to, when I'm out in Texas,
I know, right?
And maybe they'll be there and they can meet you guys. That would be super cool.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
Come out to Arizona, and it gets super hot out here. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a desert.
Well, great. Thank you so much for calling in, Kenny.
All right.
Well, God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
Did you get a tornado watch or something?
I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve.
No.
But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, if I can see it, then I can be. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. Fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it, then I can do it. Nothing to it. I
Why do you want to know that?
From the movie Space Jam, I Believe I Can Fly, R. Kelly, Right Eye Radio. Wow, sorry for the interruption there. We had a surprise call from Kirk. Tyler's my best friend.
Yes.
Kitty Bowling. So it's... Yes, you know. Good. He's a good guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
He's great, yeah. I mean, him and I, we have our own beliefs, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you may have disagreements. You know,
yeah,
but, that's okay.
Oh well. Yeah. How about that? He announced it on World Wide Web Radio, Right Eye Radio. He's having kids.
Yes. I know. It's exciting.
It is, and
kids
as
are
I
awesome.
Said, they did it the right way. God wanted them to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So yeah, the show was pretty good tonight.
Yeah,
so
but
far.
We're not done. We have one more song to play. It's about love.
Oh, I see.
It's about how you love someone and the way you love someone, how you express yourself towards someone. And that's the message we're going to close out with tonight, is love is the best thing of all times. Love wins with everything.
Well, you know, love is the greatest gift of all. That's what 1 Corinthians says.
Exactly.
In fact, if you don't have love, you're nothing. It's what the Apostle Paul was talking about.
That's so good.
And you know what? In the end, God is love.
God, our Lord, is love.
That's right. He is love.
Yeah.
Capital L-O-V-E with all caps.
Yeah. And
a lot of people
I have an idea. How about I give Kenny Bowling a call and he plays us out tonight on our show?
I mean,
let me try that again.
Well, he's probably busy.
1 second.
He's probably busy.
He is.
Yeah, probably.
1 second. Text Kenny Bowling iPhone.
What do you want to say?
Voice over on. Messages. Port. Messaging apps. Visible. But message. Dictate.
Hey, would you mind playing us out at the end of our show in just a minute? Question mark.
Insert a name. Would you mind trying us out at the end of the show in just a minute? Speaking 60 words. Minute and just in. Ch- and up and the at of us. Trying us. Carrot. T. N. I. Y. Delete. R. Message. Delete. T. Space. T. R. R. Delete. T. P. R. Y. I. I. Y. Y. I. I. Y. A. Send button.
Kenny just texted.
Kenneth Bowling. I am sorry. I am on phone with movie company about the ticket.
Uh-oh.
Your iMessage. Hey, would you mind playing us
that
button?
Oh, he that won't button. Be able to. Oh, well. But it was good having him on the show, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I really hope everybody enjoyed this show tonight. This is one of our best shows ever, right? Talking about song lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have a misconception of love. They think love is all about, oh, it feels good. Oh, it's all about how you feel.
Yeah, love, but, it's not, you know.
No, not true love, no.
Not true love. True love is where you really mean it. It's not just for attention, you know.
No. And if you truly love someone, you can never hate them.
Never hate them regardless of their circumstances. Love wins over hate.
That's right. And in fact, the shows we played, Carrie Underwood, Love Wins.
Yeah, we played that song, but we'll play a different song right now about love tonight, you know? Because we played that song already before, you know?
Oh, yeah. Carrie Underwood's good. I really like her. She's good.
Me too. She won American Idol.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Well, she was a country. She's a country singer.
And pop as well.
Right, but she's country.
Yeah.
Just like, what is her name? Reba and Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw's an actor and a country singer.
Yeah. Oh, here's Kenneth Bowling. Hello, Pastor. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, Sailor?
I wonder, by my chance, would you mind closing us out and praying over us on the show tonight?
I wouldn't mind at all. I'd be honored.
We're gonna close the show with a song. It's called Love Wins. No, I'm sorry. It's called The Way You Love Me from 2000. You know that song by Faith Hill?
Yes.
So we're just talking about how, of course, God gave us faith. He gave us hope, but love is the greatest thing of all.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and love definitely is the greatest thing of all. So, we're about to close out here. Thanks for coming on again. I told Tyler this is one of the best shows we ever did.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I'm glad I got to be a part of it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And anytime you want to call, feel free.
Yeah. So, of course, I'll send you the link to the show too, so you can play it back and play it for your kids and your ministry kids as well, and tell them what we're doing.
Yeah,
most definitely.
Okay, so
that would be great.
If you can play us out, please. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Lord, you are good. Your word is truth, and Lord, I thank you so much that even though I'm pretty far from Tyler and Sailor, God, that my heart is with them, that I pray about them, that I consider them and the times that we had and seasons that you had us together. I pray, God, that you would continue to comfort them and bring them hope and the peace that only Jesus Christ can bring us. And so,
amen.
Lord, I just thank you for my brothers. I thank you that that you're with them, that you haven't forsaken them or given up on them, God, because you love, and love doesn't give up. It's relentless. And so thank you for that. I thank you for the strength that you give these men, that they are out engaging with the world. Lord, you love the world that you created, and Lord, it doesn't always look like it did whenever you created it, God. But Lord, I know that through the love that we have, that we show to the world, God, that Lord, you are bringing all things back into reconciliation with you, God. So I just pray success. I pray that you would continue to put messages in their hearts for things for them to talk about, and that, Lord,
absolutely,
they would continue to share the truth.
Amen.
That only you have, God. And so we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, amen. Thank you so much, Kenny, for that clip. This is the last song of the night. We're close to show tonight. They feel the way you love me. On Right Eye Radio. Good night.
All right.
If I could grant you one wish, I wish you could see the way you kiss. Ooh, I love watching you, baby, when you're driving me crazy. Ooh, I love the way you love the way you love me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Ooh,
you could see the way you love me. Whoa, 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 the way you love me. It's not right, it's not fair, what you're missing over there. Someday I'll find a way to show you just
There's nowhere